Well, give me your memories of Glenn Potter.
Let's see, Glenn Potter. He was a pretty polished guy, had a very nice family, but a very serious broadcaster, and definitely had made up his mind during the strike that he was not going to give in. He just had his feelings that way. And probably that's probably the sign of a good manager in any sense, in terms of standing his ground. But I found him to be nice. He was gracious to me. And there were other people who felt exactly the opposite. I had no problem with him that way.
Do you think that decision was his, or was he told by Richard Marriott, that's it, get rid of him?
I'm sure he discussed it with Marriott, but I really believe Potter called all the shots, because the Marriotts owned it but knew nothing about radio and how to run it. They just really knew nothing.
Well, in retrospect, that's kind of obvious, considering what happened. Right? But all right, here's more weird trivia. Did you know that Glenn Potter at one time in his early career was a top 40 DJ working in Provo, late 50s, early 60s?
That I didn't know. Mm-hmm. That's interesting. I didn't know that.
And his background was not, as far as sales was concerned, was not in radio. He was the sales manager at Channel 5.
That's right. I did know that he'd been that in Salt Lake City. Also, he and Bill Marriott grew up together.
Aha. I didn't know that.
Yes. He and Bill Marriott grew up together. And of course, there's Willard Jr. There was Willard Sr. And the other brother was Bill. And Bill was involved with this venture into broadcasting the Marriott Corp's, what do we call it? First Media Network. Or First Media.
First Media Company.
Yeah, First Media Company. And they grew up together. And had known each other since then. Both had attended, I think, Brigham Young University as you know, students. And so there's always a great rapport between them. Of course, all the money came from the Marriott side, and they trusted Glenn Potter to run the thing.
Wow.